You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maryland sports fans, there's only one sports book in the great state of Maryland with over 50 years experience booking bets and supporting customers. Betfred Sportsbook at Longshots is now open and is the only sports book in Frederick offering cash betting on football, basketball, world soccer, and more. Visit the Betfred Sportsbook at I-270 and MD-85 in Frederick, right next to Longshots off-track betting. Go to betfredsports.com for more information and your chance to win exclusive merchandise. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Lost Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with one of my best friends from California, Mr. Dale Owens, on the show. Don't say anything yet, motherfucker. Here we go. All right, so Dale is like, I'm not going to be good at podcasting. I'm like, yeah, well, let's fucking do it. I'll host the show. You'll be all right. I do want to say, though, that this is my new background, that Sam McIntosh and Tiffany Fry, oh, God, Freibarger. I think I said it right. I hope I did. Anyways, they said this was like 5 hours to do this shit behind me. This is the first show with my new background. And Dale, you saw the other background. What you, it's pretty cool, right? What can you hear me? You got to hold the microphone close to your mouth. Well, you can't. What do you mean you can't do it? What do you mean you can't do it? You got to do it.
No, I'm not doing
We're
it.
Here. I'm doing what are you doing? You're doing it. Get on the fucking microphone right now. Get on the microphone. Get on the microphone. I'm not stopping this. Get put the headphones back on, please. Okay. Now, see, he doesn't want to do it.
We're gonna even remember the last backdrop.
I barely remember too. Those are posters. My whole thing was changed around a little bit. So, all right, Dale, here's what we're going to talk about. Since we don't know what to talk about, we have some stories to talk about, and we're going to do that. First, I want to say how we became friends. Pick up the fucking microphone, put it near your mouth, like that. Thank you very much. Okay, Dale, how did we...
You and Robert picked a fight with me in ninth grade.
Okay, no, so hold on. Okay, so we're in ninth grade. I think, you know, I thought about it earlier. I think his name was Mrs. Was it Rose or... It wasn't Bonifacio.
Miss Long, maybe.
Long, Miss Long. It was Miss Long. Yeah, Miss Long. I knew it was a four-letter word. Okay, so we're sitting there. We have a mutual friend today. His name is Robert Chalzma, that Filipino son of a bitch. Okay, and he's also Dutch, but he's Filipino. He's tall. Tall Filipino guy. Okay, so we're sitting there. We're in class. And I think, oh, footsies.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
I kicked Robert's desk and he was like, why are you playing footsies with Robert?
Dude, and let me tell you, in high school, I'm still not a big guy. I've never been a big guy. And in high school, I was just a shit-talking motherfucker, man. And Robert wasn't even talking shit. I was the one talking shit. I think...
No, Robert was talking shit.
Well, because Robert was laughing at what I was saying.
That's why I flipped his desk.
So here's what happened. I forgot what happened, but I'm telling you to quit playing footsies with Robert. Robert's laughing. Robert's talking shit. Dale over here decides to grab Robert's desk and flip it over
on
him.
In the middle of class, by the way.
Thank God it wasn't me, dude. I would have died. Like, did you think I'm going to get this motherfucker
too
next?
Robert's fast, too, man. He punched me, like, twice.
I'll never forget. I think it was Miss Long. She comes out and tries to stop you guys from fighting. And I think somebody hit her.
No, she threw a backpack at me.
That's what she did.
And she threw my backpack at me.
She threw your own backpack at you. And then you guys went to the principal's office.
Yeah, they were trying to separate us, but we were already friends at that point, just kind of laughing about it.
And then what happened in the principal's office? Now, keep in mind, this is ninth grade, okay? So I just turned 40, so we're talking years ago. Goddamn, fuck. Anyways, we're talking years ago, right? So what happened in the principal's office between you and Robert? Like, were you guys already, like, friends, laughing about it? What happened?
We were friends before we even went into the building. It was funny.
And then since then, you guys have stayed friends.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since. Joined the Army. Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah, it's so crazy, man. And so Dale and I have this history of knowing, and Dale has been one of my best friends since high school. He's also been one of my friends who's kind of quiet, doesn't want to do a podcast. But I'm like, come on, dude, just do it. Just do the podcast episode. So from ninth grade, I met you in ninth grade. I knew Robert, though. Did you go to Vacapina?
Yeah.
How did I not know you? Now, Vacapina was a middle school that we went to. I was friends with Robert, you know, and he used to piss me off, man. But one time, I'll tell you this. We were walking home from school. I used to walk with him because we lived in the same neighborhood. Walk with him home from school. And one time he grabbed my backpack. And there was oncoming traffic coming down, was that Nutshree Road?
Yeah, that sounds like Robert.
And he grabbed me and threw me in front of the traffic and grabbed my backpack and then pulled me back onto the sidewalk. And I vowed to never be friends with him again, and I still am friends with him. I'm still friends with him.
He's pretty flexible morally.
It's just so weird. Like, how would you think that you should do that to someone? I used to hate him. I loved him, but I also used to be so pissed off at him.
Yep.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna change the subject since Dale so fucking blah 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 to the Army. Okay. Dale did not. How did I even join the Army? Was it Robert that convinced me?
No.
I didn't go. No, it was Robert.
No.
It wasn't by myself, dude.
No, you went with me. You had already decided to join, and I just went with you on the spur of the moment, and we both ended up being in the Army on the same day.
No.
Sergeant Ambrose.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Oh, you just dropped your beer. God damn it, Dale. You dropped your beer. Okay. My story about this is different. I could have sworn it was Robert that made me go to the military to try to join at first. And then I somehow, for some reason, asked you to go with me, is what I think happened. And you're like, I'm not joining the Army. I'm like, just go with me. And then we wound up joining as battle buddies.
Yeah. My parents are pretty shocked too.
Yeah, well, like, Dale actually served it. I did not serve my whole term. I did not. I got out on a medical discharge for a fucked up wrist, and Dale went to war.
In a matter of 12 hours, I went from not even caring about the Army to being enlisted.
What's the saying they say? Woo-ha, yee-haw, fucking. Huh. Yeah, it's not that cool.
I know, right? I was confused.
I did graduate basic training, though. And Dale wound up going to Germany. Then he went to Iraq.
Kosovo.
Kosovo, not Iraq?
No, I went to both.
Okay. And you were shot?
Not there, no.
Where'd you get shot? I know you got shot in Concord, California.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's another story that Dale's on where a buddy of mine named Joseph Angus is on, and we're actually talking about Dale. Because Dale's one of those friends that you love him, but he always has like the most interesting story sometimes. And you're like, Dale, what the fuck are you getting yourself into, dude? Like, that is you sometimes. That is you.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an episode, I think, soon about the whole what Joe had to say, which would be pretty fun.
Right. I'm an idiot.
No,
I don't make good decisions, I guess.
You know, I don't make good decisions either, dude. I don't think any of us make good decisions sometimes. Like, ever. Like, we all grew up together in the same place.
I don't know, man. You seem to be doing all right.
No, well, you know what? I seem to be doing all right because you don't. I think that was my mouse. You just dropped my mouse, and the battery fell out. So we're not going to be able to stop this podcast until I make the battery back up. And I wrote something down I want to talk about, and I don't remember because I can't even read. I can't remember my own handwriting. I can't read my own handwriting. Oh my god! I just remember what I just wrote. The day we graduated. Leave it alone. Don't worry about that. The day we graduated high school. We're going to go back to the Army here in a little bit. Day we graduated high school. I don't know if it was the day we graduated or a week before we graduated. We're graduating, and Dale's dumbass decides he wants to moon.
That was in 10th grade.
No, it wasn't. It was when we graduated.
No, that was 10th grade.
You were booting other kids in 10th grade. And then the cops.
And that wasn't me. That was Steve.
No, that was you.
No, I was.
I don't believe that story. I remember specifically it was you.
It was Steve and it was in 10th grade.
It was you and it was in 12th grade.
I remember. Yeah.
Okay. What's your memory of it then?
Those advisory boards they give out for like pedos. Our math teacher.
Okay, oh God. What's your version of the story? I'll tell you my version of the story, which I think is the right version. But go ahead with your version.
What was it? It was like two Mexicans and an Anglo.
We're already canceled. Doesn't matter. You can say Mexicans all you want.
Approached some child and solicited or something. I don't remember quite what it was. And I just remember after the teacher read it, she was like, oh my God, can you imagine?
Dude, was it Steve?
It was Steve.
Wasn't it your car, though?
It was my car.
That's why the cops came to your house.
No, the cops came to my house because there was some girl and they didn't like me.
What?
Like Carla?
Carla.
Yeah.
Carla? We knew a Carla? She's super ugly, apparently, is what he's trying to hide his microphone. She's ugly. Who gives a fuck? We don't know Carla. I don't even know Carla. Nah, dude, Carla, don't listen to my show. Was she an ugly girl named Carla? Went to high school with us? Fuck that bitch. Okay, so then, so
her parents saw me driving around town at like 60 miles an hour on the roads before, and like they were cops and they hated me. And they just took a wild guess that it was me.
I don't believe that.
That's really what happened.
They just took a wild guess it was you, and then it just happened to be you.
Yeah, because like they had already seen me driving around. They knew the description of the car.
What kind of car did you use that? Was it like an Oldsmobile?
No, it was a Ford Escort.
Wasn't it like a station wagon looking thing? I do remember your car. I do remember one time when I stayed at your house or something like that. I remember we pouring warm water on the window and your glass like cracked. Like your windshield cracked?
You weren't in the car when that happened.
I was at your house.
No, you weren't.
How do I remember it?
You remember the crack and me telling you how it happened?
Dude, no, I remember you pouring
Man, I was driving up to the Sierras.
Dude, my memories are not that messed up, bro.
I was in a blizzard.
No.
Yes.
Are you telling me my memories are not
right? I was in a blizzard and my defroster was on high heat.
It's you know what's funny?
That's exactly what happened.
You know what's funny? It's like you telling me that I don't remember. But
that's how I cracked that windshield, though. I was in a blizzard. I used my defroster at high heat, and
you just told me no.
The thermal stress.
I swear, I stayed at your house a couple times before school, like while we were in school, because I remember you pouring warm water on your windshield and it cracked. Like I remember that, unless I just made that up in my head, which I don't think I did.
Maybe
dude.
We made it worse, but damn, that's embarrassing because that's really stupid.
Well, no, we were in fucking high school. You know what we were doing.
Yeah, but at that point, it's already broke, right?
Like, in my head, I remember even Deanna's family getting arrested from her dad cooking meth across the street from your house.
Yeah, and you thought you stayed the night at my house.
I did, and I didn't, though.
That happened on, like, a Tuesday.
So I must have made this shit up. Look, we had some I'll tell you one thing. We had some friends that have done really well out of high school, and we've also had some friends that had some kind of fucked up past. But also, I don't think there's one friend that we've had that is not doing okay today. Yeah, I mean, you went to college for physics. I'm just a fucking cool ass dude who gets jobs. And then, but like none of our friends from high school are really fucked up. I don't think. I think like everyone's pretty well to do. Is there one person you could think of that's even Robert's? Changed this shit up and he has a good job now. I mean, we grew up in a town called Vacaville, California. You know what? Keep your friends that are fucking cool. And the friends that aren't fucking cool, like get rid of them. They're fucking weirdos. There was also a couple people that I didn't like Jimmy tried to fight me. I tried to get his girlfriend to suck my dick one time. And this is a long time. He probably still don't like me. I don't know. Dude, I remember going to his house and he looked at me. I think he felt sorry for me for some reason.
So yeah, that's just weird.
It is weird. Yeah. All those people are fucking weird. Like that whole clique of like the Rosenkills are pretty cool. But a lot of those people were kind of a little bit off. But I didn't. You hung out. You and Eric hung out with them more than I did. Because I wasn't
talking about that side of town. Yeah.
Yeah. I was not really into that whole
white trash.
Yeah, I guess white trash. And I just wasn't like, I wasn't tough. Like, I'm not a tough guy. Like, I never claimed to be tough. Or dude, he tried to jump me at my house. We had a house. My sister and brother had a house party one time that I was not even really aware of until when the party started. And I wound up going there to the house. And Jimmy shows up with these other people. And next thing you know, they're trying to fucking fight me. All I remember is Jimmy or one of his buddies grabbed me in a fucking one of those, what it was called, the full Nelson or whatever. And his friend threw a fucking punch and I fucking ducked.
Where were we?
You weren't there. Eric Bonilla was there. Eric was there, though. Eric was there. You weren't there. This is right after high school. I think you were in the Army. This is when I got back from basic training. This is after I graduated basic. So I duck. I duck down and Jimmy hits his fucking friend right in the face. and then I run inside my parents' house and they follow me inside my parents' house. One of the fuckers grabbed me, caught up with me, and threw me against my parents' window, which cracked the window. And they're not supposed to know we're having a house party at their house, which I was not even let through the party. And all I know is the next thing is like three fuckers punching me like boop, boop, boop. It didn't hurt. My adrenaline was going so much. I jump up, jump across my parents' dining room table, go into the kitchen. Eric's right there. Stops the whole, because Eric's friends with them. Stops the whole.
So he was like buddy, buddy, truce maker.
Yes. Yep. Which is typical Eric, right?
Yeah.
Stops the fight. And from that day forward, I was like kind of scared. I was like, man, you know what? I'm not tough, first of all. And second of all, you got all these big guys trying to beat me up. Like, dude, I weighed 111 pounds when I got the Army. These guys were easy, like 250, 275. So, like, even if I was a good fighter, there was no winning that.
No.
At all.
No.
And I'm surprised nobody that was at the house had my back. Like, it would have been me fighting all these fucking guys.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, Eric was there, and Eric did stop it. But, you know, Eric's not going to pick a side because he's friends with me, and he's friends with these guys. And this was a long time ago, and times have changed. But here's the thing about Vacaville, and you know this. I think you do. A lot of people that stay in that town that are from that town that don't ever leave that town still hold on to, like, their childhood and still try to. Dude, I remember meeting some dude that was on meth one time. And I, for some reason, went to his house with a buddy of mine. He was like, I'm V.V. Woods. They call me Vacaville Woods. I own this town. He was like motherfucking 50. And he was still trying to be like a tough fucking guy. I'm like, dude, you're fucking old and weird.
V.V. Wood?
Yeah, V.V. Wood. That's what he was saying.
He's,
like,
he's from the pen, dude.
Is that a pen name?
Yeah.
What's V.V. Wood mean?
There's a, you know, the Vacaville Penitentiary?
No, what's it called? Who was there? Wasn't Charles Manson there at one point?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a Wood from there.
I don't. Oh, that's an actual name.
Yeah, the Woods is like the.
Oh yeah, he was white. He was a white dude. Yeah, I just thought that he was going by V.V. Wood and wanted like respect. He's like, I own this town. I own Vacaville. I'm like, you do not own Vacaville, dude. You are not a politician, first of all, and you just are probably on meth. So I did not think.
You said he was fat?
No, he was skinny.
Oh, okay.
Mm. He wasn't fat. No, the guys tried to beat me up. They're fat.
Okay. Yeah, maybe he was on meth.
Yeah, he was definitely on meth. And I felt so uncomfortable, dude. Because back in high school, I was the one that never did. I remember Robert's parents even trying to blame me for getting him to smoke weed. And back in high school, I didn't smoke weed. Like, I maybe smoked weed like once, maybe twice. I didn't like it. That wasn't my thing. And when people are doing shrooms and shit like that, I never did any of that because I was scared of vomiting. I have a phobia for vomiting, so everyone knows. So that kept me from doing all these different drugs and doing all these different things. So when Robert's parents tried to blame me for the reason why he was smoking weed, like I feel like parents.
Wait, his parents blamed you?
Yeah, they thought it was my fault.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they told me he couldn't. They told him he couldn't hang out with me anymore.
The whole fucking time it was Robert.
He was the one that was trying to influence me. I know. I was like, dude, it wasn't me.
He has a morally gray character. Yeah.
Yeah, But, you know, I think parents try to blame anyone but their children and blame their children's friends for doing things. But with me, I was like, dude, and I remember going to their house when I started my
own. Doesn't that seem kind of weird to you, though? Like,
yeah, it does.
Well, no, you go around blaming everybody but your kids, right? You teach them to not accept things.
Robert was growing weed under his bed or in his closet and shit like that. And I was one not smoking weed. So when his parents blamed me and like said he couldn't hang out with me, I was like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I'm trying to get your sense to not smoke weed anymore.
Yeah.
You were the straight edge one.
I remember going over with Eric Bonilla was at Robert's house one time. And I went over there and I was going to fucking fight Eric because I was like pissed off.
I do remember that. Yeah. I remember when you guys were going to fight.
Mm-hmm. He would have beat me up. but I went, and you? He would have. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would have. But I was so pissed off that his parents would blame me. And I think Eric Bonilla and Robert, they're the ones doing all the weed. And I was pissed that I couldn't hang out with my friend anymore because I was the one that was getting blamed for all the weed stuff. And I was the one that was anti-weed. Like, not really anti-weed, but...
Jasmine, didn't it?
No. Okay, so Jasmine was my sister, no. But this was after the fact that they had broken up. I wasn't going to fight Eric over that. That was their own deal. It was because of the... Now, this was a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure that it was the Robert's parents blaming me for weed. And the only reason why I think that is because... I would say when I started my own company, right when I soon after became a landman, the oil and gas industry.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, here's what makes sense, though. I remember going to his parents' house sometime after I'd been successful in business. And I said, you know, and Robert still really didn't have a good job back then. And I was like, you know what? You guys blame me all these years. And this is, you know, after I was probably like in my early 30s. So like maybe 9-10 years ago. I said, but you know what? I'm going to come back and clear it up. After all this time, I'm still going to tell you I wasn't the one that was fucking smoking weed that got your son into smoking. And now weed's fucking legal in most places anyway, so it's stupid. But it bothered me. It's like you get blamed for something you don't do. Doesn't that piss you off?
It doesn't happen often to me.
Why does it happen to me? Is it because I'm fucking Puerto Rican and got tattoos? No, but it did.
Last time when you were in high school.
Yeah, man, even we had a teacher named Miss Wesker. Fuck that bitch. She told Dale. What did she tell you?
I know what she told you. You were holding me back.
That was 10th grade. Okay, we're in honors biology together. I had no reason being in honors biology. I was not like the honor roll type student. Dale, though, smart guy, high IQ. He belonged there. I did it. Teacher walks out of class, after class, pulls Dale aside.
Dale, I had a lot of fun in that class with you.
Well, yeah, because I was in that class. I remember I even cut off
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell that story here in a second.
Jenner.
But, yeah, that's right. But we're going to talk about that. But I will say that she pulled him aside after class one time and told Dale that I am bringing him down and that as long as he hangs out with me, he will not be successful. Something along those terms. I'm like,
go figure.
What the fuck? Bitch, why would you say that to a fucking kid? Because you suck at being a teacher. She was just, and actually,
I probably got a college degree because of you.
But see, thank you very much. I'm a good influence. I think people just think I'm a bad influence because I talk too much and I don't hold back and I don't give a shit. I say what the fuck I want. People don't like it. And that's, guess what? I've been that same fucking way since you met me in high school. I've always been. I remember Sean Keller, a guy sat in front of me in the history class. You weren't in that classroom, but somebody else was.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Yeah. And I'd sit behind him and I go, I would just make that noise. He says, what are you doing? I was like, I stole your air for you.
No,
can't breathe.
We were doing that to him.
We stole your air. Okay, that was us. We stole your air. And he'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, we stole your air, bitch. You can't breathe. We stole your air. And he fucking hated it.
I forgot about that.
Why did I not get beat up in high school, bro? I should have got. And then we used to do Taco Bell. We used to do subliminal messages. We would do like a guy like riding a skateboard or something like that and flip it, and then we're like Taco Bell.
Yeah,
it was
different.
Was it? Yeah. And we'd say, we would say, what are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? I don't think anyone ever said Taco Bell.
Yeah, it never worked.
No, it never worked. Okay, let's go back to the Jenner thing. We're in high school. What did we dissect? Was it frogs?
It was a rat.
Rat? Okay.
We cut its tail off.
No, maybe it's foot. Yeah, it's foot. Yeah. I cut its
laminated
foot.
It.
Because I got there early in class. I remember we laminated it in tape. Mm-hmm. Cut its foot off. And maybe this is why Miss Weisker thought I'd never amount to anything. Cut its foot off. And I remember putting it on Jenner's desk. Now, Jenner was the wind up being the high school prom queen or fucking, she wasn't even cute, but She was,
might have been the salutatorian.
Salutatorian, valedictorian, salutatorian, something. She was, anyways, they did a whole thing about her when we graduated. But it was funny because she was always not, you know, that cool. But anyways, I was not cool either for that matter. But I did cut off the rat's foot, and I did put it, and I put it on her desk. And I guess they found out it was me.
Dude.
Oh, dude, high school was so fun.
We weren't trying to hide it. Like, we were waving it in her face.
Oh, we're okay. Yeah, it was...
There was no covert option about it.
Yeah, I'm telling everyone out there, go back to your friends from high school that you haven't seen in a while. Now, recently, I've seen Dale quite a few times. He's been in my house. It's 3 times in the last year now. And tomorrow night's my birthday party. We are going to a nice restaurant, going to a dueling piano bar afterwards here in Oklahoma City. But I encourage you, if you have not reached out to your friends, I'm one of those guys that always keeps in touch with any of my friends, either from high school, junior high, elementary school. And today, if I meet you and we're friends, I always continue to stay in touch with everybody. That's just kind of who I am. It's my personality. But go back and tell some stories, because just from this, you can tell Dale's version and my version of stories are different. And who's right? You know, I think a lot of times what happens is people have a
probably story. You.
No, I don't know, because you maybe second guess a couple things. And I'm thinking maybe I'm not right. Because you tell
us episodic memory is shit. Well,
you tell a story so many times, and you remember it your way so many times after so many years that maybe you remember it the wrong way, but you've thought about it so much that it becomes reality in your head. Like there's an instance, and there.
Well, for example, my cracked windshield. I know for a fact I was driving to snowboarding with Sean Oaks.
Okay, see, and
that's
so
how that happened.
And I remember, and maybe you did it twice, because I remember you pouring hot water and like being like, fuck. Like, and it was probably
if,
a weekend.
If I did further crack it with hot water, I'm just embarrassed now.
But then it also could have been another friend. So, for instance, my sister has a story that she tells that I tell very differently. And I know that I'm right because I was there. There's a story of her and me getting locked into a van, a white van, like, kind of like the one you just bought. Where when we're inside, it was a bakery. My dad had a lot of clients. We brought this van for whatever reason. My sister and I got in there, and we could not open the back door. We were like stuck pretty much in the van. You couldn't get to the front seats because there was
How hot was it?
Well, it really wasn't that hot. And Jasmine, you know, we're young. We don't know. She's like, I'm running out of air. And we're pounding on the windows. The ice cream man drives by, and we're pounding on the windows to get help from the ice cream man. And Jasmine, my sister, tries to tell us this story about her and my brother getting locked in this van. And the ice cream man drove by, and I was like, no, that was me. Like, I remember being in the van. Like, I know I was in the van. Like, I was there. I was there in the van. And she goes, no, it was Manny. I'm like, no, it was me. And she remembers the story very differently and thinks it was my brother. But I remember the story because I was fucking there. I'm like, no. I remember you acting like you were going to throw up and drive because we're running out of air. And we were not running out of air in this fucking van at all. We were maybe trapped there for like 20 minutes. But when we were kids, it seemed like forever, right? We're like pounding on the windows. We're trying to get they have these little folding chairs in the van. We're like trying to break the windows and shit. We didn't break it, thank God.
Yeah, I was just thinking you weren't bigger, right? Like
No, I was so little. But the thing is, how could it be my brother when I remember, like literally remember being there? Like
maybe
so I know she's wrong.
Maybe you heard the story.
No. I was there. No, I didn't, dude. I'm telling you, I remember the ice cream man driving by. Freaking out. My sister was freaking out.
You've seen 1,000 ice cream trucks.
No.
So when somebody
you right now, do not fucking say, I swear to God, Dale, I was there. Last story we're going to mention, we're about to end this podcast, is one time me, you, Evan, you and Evan playing video games. Evan was talking shit. Dale was talking shit. And then Evan pops up, punches him in the face. And what Dale does, Dale just walks outside and laughs. He's like, I'm not doing this right now.
He punched me in the forehead.
I know, I remember. All right. This is Dale's first podcast episode.
And we're not going to air this.
We might air it.
That being said,
we're going to listen to it first. We're going to air it.
Hey, but it was good practice, I
think. It was good practice. We might air it. Peace out. Rock on. Much love. Bye-bye.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the loud spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does nothing short of tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pin hole has a pin show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.